Have you ever wanted to be someone else, change your character at any time for any reason? Well, this is what Frank Abagnale does all the time in the musical Catch Me If You Can, which will be playing May 13th through the 22nd at the Carnegie and is presented by Showbiz Players. Joining me in the studio are the two lead actors. First of all, we have Robert Breslin, who plays Frank Abagnale. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you.
And Jeff Richardson, who plays Carl Hanratty, the FBI detective who's taken notice of some of the exploits that Mr. Abagnale has begun doing. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Robert, tell me a little bit about this story for the musical.
The story is amazing because it's based on a true story. And it's a story about Frank Abagnale Jr. He's a 16-year-old kid, parents going through a divorce, and decides he wants to escape his life. He's forging checks, and he, throughout the story, is finding ways, and he really invented the whole process. I mean, the things that he were doing at the time, nobody had ever done before. I mean, he was kind of just flying by the seat of his pants, no pun intended, and one of the things he did was fly millions of miles as an airline pilot. He wasn't actually flying, but in the jump seat, on the planes, he found ways to get on and travel all over the world and use this check forgery in all these different markets, domestic and international. So it's kind of that story mixed in with kind of some of the everyday things you'd see in life. So it's a pretty neat story.
And sort of in the con man tradition, he takes on different characters and occupations.
Absolutely, yeah. Starting with the airline pilot, then he finds a way to impersonate a doctor. So yeah, he's pretty smart guy.
And then, Jeff, he comes to the attention of your character. Your character is an FBI agent. And how does he become aware of what's going on?
Well, Carl is in a position in the FBI that's misunderstood and is a lackluster position among his peers, maybe a settling position from the other folks. However, he takes it very seriously, and he takes the job very seriously. And he's dealing with the bank's checks and forgery division, and he starts finding out that there's a lot of checks being processed in the area, a lot of people, a lot of activity. And in studying those, and because of his diligence on working the job very specifically, he starts recognizing a pattern. And with that, it uncovers that many of these characters on the checks are the same people, recognizing that he sees the development of the machines and the techniques being used to forge these. And his opinion is that this is a 60-ish salt and pepper tall, senior, well-educated individual doing this, unbeknownst to what he finds out later on in the show.
And of course, you know, you say this is sort of a settling position, but he's rather unsettled when it comes to pursuing this supposed forger. He actually just gets out there into the field and starts tracking him down.
Yes, he takes his role very seriously, where his colleagues don't. They may take this as a place just to punch the time clock, retire, or just fool around. He takes it very seriously and goes to work and plans to execute what he needs to do.
Now, audience members might recognize the title from the film from DreamWorks that starred Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. Did either of you watch the film, or had you seen the film? Did it inform your performance in any way?
Yes, I had seen the film before, yes.
I've watched the film a lot. I'm a big fan of it and of Leonardo DiCaprio's performance in it. So,
when you came into rehearsals for the musical, obviously having seen the movie, there was no music in there for, you know, there's no singing and dancing. And so you're coming into a situation where you're adding singing and dancing to this. What were your thoughts when you first came in to your music rehearsals?
I spent quite a bit of time with the score prior to it, and the music's phenomenal. I mean, the music is really great, and in a show like this where he's doing so much and all these different characters, I mean, he is putting on a show. So I think the music kind of has a natural fit for Frank Abagnale.
I agree. I mean, the backdrop of the whole scenario allows the dancing and the movement to happen. And the music was just an added complement to it. I mean, to listen to this score and to listen to the music, even the music they've removed from the original production, is just phenomenal. I have two kids, and they constantly want to listen to the music, and they constantly sing the roles.
Well, and it takes place as the original story took place during the 1960s. So it kind of has that feel to it. There's a lot of style to the music of that period as well as to the way people behave. Did you find that something to be a challenge to acclimate to, or did you really like doing it?
I didn't find it to be much of an issue. I mean, the character is just that. I mean, I think Robert and I, we've worked before together and we identify with the character and we can set that aside and we can become that character. All the actors that are there are doing the same thing, taking the style and taking the technique, recognizing they have someplace to pull from. The costumes also help, and the stylized of music also is a really compliment to it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we've got some great talent in the show with us that are going to really help bring this show to life and the music to life, and just makes for a really fun experience.
Now, Showbiz Players Artistic Director Bunny Arsman is directing. Have you worked with Bunny before?
Yes.
I have as well.
What's it like to work with Bunny?
I think my favorite thing about Bunny is there's nothing out of the realm of consideration. You know, no matter how big the show, no matter what the obstacle is, up to the point where, you know, if Broadway could do this, we're going to try and do this. And that's my favorite part about Bunny. She's so into trying to make these shows as believable and as wonderful as possible.
I agree. I mean, I believe it was once said that if she would do a typical show that you would see in a high school, that she's on her way to retire. She is very much into a show that's new, that's going to catch the audience and be a good portrayal for the region and for the group. And if the audience is small, the audience is small, but it is still going to be a good show that everybody's going to enjoy.
Now, Robert, during the course of the show, Frank plays a number of different characters or personas. Did you have a particularly favorite one that you like doing?
I would say he takes on, you know, various occupations. He takes on kind of various, you know, roles. But he's almost the same throughout. I mean, he's charming his way through life. He's schmoozing his way. You know, he's a salesman. He's a performer. That's really what he is. I don't see necessarily a lot of difference in the various characters as much as just he's assuming another role. So he's just a great character to play.
Now, Jeff, when your character starts the investigation, as you say, he pictures him as being an older, more experienced gentleman. How is it that he comes to realize that what he's actually chasing is a 16-year-old boy?
Well, Frank actually gives him that opportunity, Christmas Eve situation, which he calls him by the phone and has him look out the window. He's actually, before that time frame, meets him unexpectedly and when he thinks he's a Secret Service agent and doesn't figure that he could actually be the one he's after because he has this vision of this older individual in his head. And then when Frank shows himself through a window, it just totally levels his whole story, his whole buildup for what he was pursuing, and knocks him down to restart. And it was devastating, is maybe too strong of a word, but it really, he has to start over again. And he thought that he had done all his work and had been very diligent about it. And now he realizes that he wasn't as complete as he thought he was.
Ends up starting a whole new scenario between the two of them.
Well, he picks it up. I mean, it's not like he's lost. He just realizes that he chose the wrong path. And he's got to back up and he's got to take the other avenue. And then with that, because of his skills, he makes this fast. Now he knows where he's going and he's using his power of deduction. And because of the simplicity of it, really, he starts to zero in on Frank very quickly.
I'd like to thank this evening's guests, Jeff Richardson and Robert Breslin. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
We'd also like to let listeners know that Showbiz Players will be celebrating their 30th anniversary next season. Be sure to look out for more information on their season announcement. For more information on Showbiz Players' production of Catch Me If You Can, which runs May 13th through the 22nd at the Carnegie, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump. I'm